From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea confirming today it has conducted its second nuclear test this year. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yuki Amano, reacted.
I strongly urge the DPRK to implement fully all relevant resolutions of the UN Security Council and the IAEA.
Today is the 68th anniversary of the founding of North Korea, and in the past they have marked holidays by conducting nuclear and missile tests. You'll remember in March the UN imposed new sanctions on North Korea for defying resolutions banning development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva today. Another try at arranging a ceasefire in Syria. Mark Toner is Secretary Kerry's spokesperson.
I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Kerry and the Foreign Minister of Russia, Lavrov, have met several times over the past 2 weeks, but failed to finalize a ceasefire agreement. French police arresting three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks in connection with the discovery this week of a car containing gas cylinders near Paris's Notre-Dame Cathedral. Since the beginning of 2015, more than 200 people have been killed in France in terrorist attacks, 260 arrests this year in connection with terrorism. This is VOA News.